Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, as usual, William Woolly Boy Remote. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, McCorley?
Hey, man. Welcome to another Saturday night of me, Mac, and Will. It's September 21st, 2013. If you want to call in and give your opinion or feedback, phone number is 646-721-9904. So let's get started. This past week, the most anticipated game most anticipated video games of all time, GTA 5 was released. It came out on the Thursday, right? Or was it Tuesday?
Tuesday, I think it was.
Tuesday, right. That was the 18th, right?
17, I think it was.
17. And, you know, for months and months, a lot of marketing around this game. There's been a lot of reviews and previews. IGN had a great preview on it on their website. You know, various websites previewed the game. There's been a lot of talk about this game, introducing three new characters, and you could switch first time ever. And between each character, you could switch from different perspectives. And the game, on its first day release, it sold made $800 million in one day. I mean, that's staggering. That's unheard of in the video game world for one day.
Blockbuster movie stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just it eclipsed the previous record, which was Call of Duty, I think, which made, I think, 500 million, you know, in one day. So it beat that record. And in just 3 days, GTA surpassed the 1 billion mark. So
that's ridiculous.
This game is like a juggernaut right now. It's like, it's making a lot of money. It's like a cash cow. It's making, like you said, blockbuster money, you know? And, you know, this game is turning out to be one of the best games of all time. It's not the best of all time, you know? And
we're a huge GTA fan, but unfortunately, I don't have it yet.
Well, you'll get it, and you'll find out just how great it is. And, you know, I got mine today, like I was telling you off air. The Pulse office came and delivered it to me because I pre-ordered mine on Amazon months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wasn't waiting in line like some of these other nerds and some of these other game guys were. You know, I waited for it to be actually delivered to me, and I got it today, played it for 4 to 5 hours. And just by the intro alone, I said, you know what? This is the best GTA game ever. Ever, man, it's more realistic. I mean, just the look and feel of it is more realistic than the other GTA games. The graphics and the artwork, it's beautiful. The action, it's not just kill me. It's not just kill a person and shoot a person. You know, it's much more dramatic and much more. It's like a movie almost this time around. You know, it's like you're playing a live action movie with this and. I don't know, just the whole game is great, you know, so far. And just the fact that you get to switch from different perspectives of the three characters in the game, that makes it even more better, you know, and I'm loving it already. I mean, I had to force myself to turn off the game, you know. It's a great game, man, and when you get it, well, you're going to see for yourself, man. But you already know, just by these numbers that it's making right now, that this game is insane right now. And you know, the days that it came out, days that it was selling, I mean, you had people lining up like it was a parade in front of GameStop and these other stores that are selling it, you know, people fighting over the game. You know, I don't know if you heard this, but there was like this kid that got robbed by this couple for the GTA game, and this kid ended up saving his own money just to buy the game.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, in the end, you know, he got his redemption. No pun intended. Rockstar, that's another Rockstar game that came out a couple years ago. But let me play the new story for you so you could find out how crazy this GTA 5 madness has been.
We told you about a mentally challenged man robbed and beaten over a video game. Tonight, his story touching so many hearts that Delray Beach police posted on their Facebook page that they will be delivering a donated copy of Grand Theft Auto 5 to him. Police say Rohan Dawkins saved up for months working at Home Depot to buy this game. He finally bought it Tuesday at GameStop on Linton Boulevard. But that's when detectives say a couple, this one right here, snatched it from him in the parking lot, even hitting and kicking Rohan.
I was dead in 01 and 09. That it wasn't nice that they did that to him, and it hurt him.
Big picture, it's a $150 game, but big picture, I'm sure to him, it was a very big deal. It's a very anticipated game.
Arrested, Tommy Davis and his wife Adele Jones are charged with strong-armed robbery and then selling that game to someone else.
So this kid was mentally challenged, and he's a mentally retarded. You know, I guess that's a political term for it. Politically correct term for it.
Actually, you should say incorrect.
Well, mentally, I should say the medical term is a mentally retarded, but the politically correct term is mentally disabled, but mentally challenged, I should say. But this kid, he saved up his money to get the game, and, you know, this couple ended up robbing him for the game, and they didn't even keep the game. They ended up selling it.
That's just mean.
I mean, come on, like, if you're gonna steal a game from someone, at least do it for yourself. You know, don't like steal it and then try to resell it. And they probably resold it for more money, maybe. You know, but the kid ended up, the police department ended up, giving the kid another game. You know, as courtesy. You know, so that was a nice gesture by that police department. I think it was the Delray Beach Police Department that got him another game, but, you know, it's messed up, man. GTA is making people go crazy these days. No?
I'm guessing it wasn't GTA that made them crazy. I'm guessing they were already crazy before that, but they just had to
true.
Somebody's game.
Yeah, but, you know, GTA, man, I've been watching some videos online. You have dudes breaking up with their girlfriends over this game. Rockstar knows what they're doing. Rockstar and Take-Two, man. They know what they're doing, and they've got people buying this game and going crazy over it, man. It's insane. But, yeah, I mean, if you don't have it, go out and get it. You know, this game is...
And get it the right way. Earn it, buy it.
Yeah, just buy it, man. Don't steal it, or don't buy bootlegs on the internet, you know.
Because you can't play the game behind bars.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say that it's the best GTA game ever.
Man.
Not only the best GTA game, it might be the best game ever. You know, so I'm gonna say that right now. So if anyone wants to argue that with me, call me up. You got the phone number. I will debate this.
How many missions have you did so far?
Five, I think. Five or six. So I played it for a good 4 to 5 hours after I got it today, so got a good feel of the game and the whole action. I'm hooked. Like I said, I had to force myself off the game, man.
Yeah, I can imagine, man.
It's great. It's great.
So who's your favorite character out of the three guys? There's Michael, who's like the Tommy Vercetti guy. You have Franklin, who's, I think, the CJ kind of dude, and then you have that, I think Trevor's the, like, crazy pilot dude. You know,
well, Trevor, I haven't gotten up to yet. Right now, it's just Michael, Franklin, because they introduce him, you know, one by one through the game, but I've gotten to those two characters, but Trevor I haven't met yet, so once I meet him, then I'll make that assessment of which one is my favorite character.
So out of the two you've met so far, Michael and Franklin, who would you say so far?
I'd say Franklin, maybe because, you know, I've been playing more as him. I've been playing more of his missions. So, but I need to play more of Michael's missions to, like, get a better feel for his character. But I'd say right now it would be Franklin.
So they start off with Michael, and then you met Franklin.
Right. Well, start off Michael in the beginning, and it's transition to Franklin. And then Franklin met Michael, and now they're, like, allies, help each other. And, you know, later in the game, I guess they'll meet and become allies with Trevor later. So, and Trevor, I mean, Franklin kind of reminds me of CJ from San Andreas, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, when I found out more about him.
Yeah, so.
Before the game came out.
But I don't want to spoil anything, man. guys got to go out there and buy the game and play for yourself and see what it's all about. You know, I don't want to, like, spoil anything in a game for you. So that's all I'll say right now. It's a great game. Go buy it. You're definitely going to enjoy it.
What type of animals have you seen? I'm guessing you've seen a dog.
Just a dog. That's the only animal I've seen so far. You know, I've only passed 5 or 6 missions, so I'm not deep into the game yet. I was still in the beginning stages, so.
Yeah, a cool question about it. Can you stick the dog on, you know, your enemies?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can even get the dog's perspective.
Really? Wow. You know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's cool. I never even.
Yeah, in one of the missions, you get the dog's perspective, you know, so.
Wow.
But like I said, I don't want to spoil anything else. You guys just have to go out and buy it and see what this game's all about, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And so, hey, we can't talk about GTA, unfortunately. I wish I could talk about it all show long, but unfortunately, you know.
I gotta wait a little while longer.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's worth the wait. And I got to move on here. It's sticking with games here. Ex-Nintendo president Hiroshi Yamauchi, I think that's his name. He passed away this past week of pneumonia. He died in the hospital in Japan. And,
he was a former owner of the Mariners, too.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. Yep.
You know what's the weird thing about it? He's probably the only major, major league, owner to never attend any of his team's games.
Yeah, which is strange.
Yeah.
Well, he's a businessman, so he's all about the money, you know. So.
I guess he didn't care about the Mariners.
But he sure cared about Nintendo because he introduced the Nintendo Entertainment System to America in 1985. And that pretty much started the video game evolution. I mean, you had games Super Mario, Zelda, Donkey Kong.
Oh, absolutely. And
that started the video game revolution after that system.
Oh, yeah, because E.T. a few years back, before then, it almost killed the gaming industry. Without Super Mario World,
yeah,
there would be no GTA.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So kudos to, all the achievements that he, all the people like Shigeru Miyamoto,
mm-hmm.
all those people at Nintendo who, blazed the trail for gaming.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, he left the company in 2002. He was one of the richest men in the world. From all the money he made from Nintendo and from, his ownership with the Mariners. So, rest in peace to him. He's like the Bill Gates of the gaming world, I would say.
He absolutely is. And remember, Bill Gates later on would be, in charge of Microsoft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you never know. He could have been influenced by him.
Yeah. You're right. Definitely.
So, he'll definitely be missed.
Yeah. Rest in peace. And Miley Cyrus looks like she's on the market again. Is it on the market or off the market?
Oh, on.
The girl.
On.
On the market, right? Yeah. So she's no longer engaged to her now ex-fiance, Liam Hemsworth. And they're engaged for like the last couple of years or so. And it looks like they're broken up and she unfollowed him on Twitter. And like, I think she's hanging around more with the brothers now, more rappers. I think you're going to see her with a black dude soon, very soon.
I would assume so.
Twerking, she's like a black girl now, almost, Miley Cyrus. Twerking and... Her voice now, she sounds like Rihanna or Beyonce almost.
She's influenced by them now.
Yeah.
And she's trying to reinvent her image that she's still trying to shake away from her you know, Miley, I mean, not Miley Cyrus, her, Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. You heard that song?
No. I'm getting that intro.
Is a rapper that sings that song, but I don't have the clip of it, but I'll play it next week if I have time. But yeah, she's hanging around with rapper dudes. Yeah, she's a wild child right now. I wouldn't be surprised like if rappers just banged the crap out of her.
Probably happened. Maybe that's why. You know,
yeah. She
wasn't ashamed to do it, you know, do what she did to Robin Thicke and that and the VMAs.
Yeah. I do like that she's got all the white girls twerking, though. All the white girls are twerking because of her. So I give her thumbs up for that. So, yeah, Miley Cyrus is on the market again. So if you want a shot at her, you know, just... I become one of her fans on Twitter, her millions and millions of fans. I'd bang her. I wouldn't mind.
Hater,
that's different. I don't know if I'd date her. Or yes, definitely. Dater, I don't know. Would you?
I think I'm going to pass. I think she might be too crazy.
Who knows? It might be an act. Maybe she's like a down-to-earth girl when you get to know her, you know?
Yeah, but look what she did to a married dude. She was happy answer, so...
Yeah.
I'd leave that alone. How were you?
Yeah, but I heard that was planned, though. I heard that they planned that, but who knows?
Well, yeah. No. I mean, yeah, it was planned, but... Just, I don't know, a cry for attention, seems like.
Yeah. And in Montana.
But it worked.
Yeah. And just sticking with music here, I saw this video online. This Haitian rapper named G Joby. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Nah, I've never heard of him.
I don't know if this is a serious music video, but in this video, this rapper, I guess he's some kind of young upcoming rapper, and he's talking about money and women and sex.
Basically, a typical rap video.
A bit a typical rap video, but you hear his old Haitian accent, and I don't know, it just sounds like some kind of parody. It doesn't sound like a music video. I still can't tell whether or not it's serious or not, but I'll play for you, and you let me know what your, you know, what you think of it.
Yeah. It's your boy, Joby Lover. You know what? I heard them niggas hate on me, but them niggas can't do more than me. Them niggas can't do what I do. Y'all niggas have to respect that, nigga. You better show me respect when you see me. When you see my nephew, nigga, G Money, nigga, you better know that. That shit ain't fake. I heard them niggas hate, but they cannot do this. They all waiting on that game. Nigga, I'm the fucking beast. You know G, Joby, don't act like you don't know me. That's what they call G, cause I ain't no pussy. I got one for me, and two for my homie. Nigga, you know G Money, he's my fucking family. We on the same line, tryna just stack paper. Don't forget that, nigga, we the fucking best rapper. I mean best rapper, you can call Joby Love. So I got like fucking my dick, she told me she's your sister. I got long dick, and a big dick. When she suck it, she always say she feel it. Nigga,
tell me,
why you hate on G-Joby?
G-Joby,
nigga,
tell me,
why you hate on G-Joby? Nigga, say they hit, but for them there's no cake. I just let them talk, cause I'm on top. G-Money on top, them niggas fucked up. Who can try him? Tell me who can try me. Them niggas know me, G-Joby ain't no pussy. You see them niggas, they look just like a monkey. They ain't got no swag, but they ain't got no money. Tell me who can touch that paper, only Joby Lover. Niggas see me, but they can rap me. When it's time to get money, I say fuck the police. If you start to say that nigga, you ain't gon' get there. If you start to say that nigga, you not gonna touch that.
Nigga, tell me, nigga.
Why Never be like me, cause I'm G-Jobby, y'all niggas smell like pussy. Don't have no hoes, ain't no got no money. I'm talking about what you can say about with me. Only one thing you can say, G-Jobby got money. Got more bitches, I ain't tryna act funny. We niggas shit, I ain't tryna act and fake. To me, y'all niggas ain't shit. G-Jobby, nigga, yeah, guess me. I just said my name for who don't know me. Know me now, nigga. I think you know me, Jojo B. You can't fucking play with me,
nigga. Tell me, nigga.
That dude sound like he's straight off the boat.
I think he's serious. I think he's really serious.
I don't know, man. He said the best line in that was he says, "When she suck it, she always speed."
Say what?
He said, "When she suck it, she always feed. She always feel it." He's supposed to be feel it, but he said feel it. The way his accent. He has, like, that thick Haitian accent. And I just thought that was the funniest line in that song. But if you want to hear it for yourself, you could just type in, go to YouTube, type in G-Jobby. It's spelled G-D-J-O-B-Y, and the song is called Hate On Me. The video, him and his friend, they're just holding up $1 bills and basically talking about how they're better than you, and they'll steal your girl and your sister. It's crazy. It's a funny video. I still can't tell if it's serious or not, but you can watch it for yourself and determine if it's real or not. So, but anyway, Big Brother 15 was this past week, and no shocker that Anthony won. Yeah, I mean, I told you that. You know, final three, Gina Marie, Spencer, and Andy. Andy was probably going to win it.
The Exterminator final three, and Andy, the most likable, you know, guy in the house, he survived. And, you know, basically, you know, he won the game. He won head of house show when he needed to. And, he strategically, rode behind,
the alliances.
And then he switched over at the opportune time and went on the side with the Exterminators and won the game. So, congratulations to him.
Yeah, he played a sneaky floating game,
And what was even stranger about it and amazing is that unlike Spencer, who's been on the block like a record 8 times, Andy never was on the block, not even once.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you remember, when Andy won it the first time, Big Brother, when they were showing everybody's reaction when he won the first time, everybody was saying, I'm pretty good with Andy, so I should be saved this week. literally, you know, generally speaking, when that happens, usually like maybe two or three people might say the same, you know, might say, oh, you know, I should be safe. Me and him are cool.
Yeah.
One person might be like, oh, I might be on the block. You know, I don't get along with him. Nope. Literally everybody's reaction who was in the house was saying, oh, you know, me and him are real tight. We're best buds. So I should be safe. Everybody in the house said it.
Yeah.
In unison, in separate occasions in the diary room. So right there, that showed you how his, you know, he really, you know, he was really a Michael Corleone in that game. He was really, you know, puppet stringing everybody in the house.
Well, I mean, he wasn't like Amanda. He wasn't straightforward, but, you know, he was sneaky about it.
And it worked.
It did work. It was kind of like Ian from last year, kind of, you know. You know, he hid behind his other bigger targets.
Yep, like Dan.
Yep. And he did some of the dirty work that people weren't even aware of, you know.
Absolutely. He didn't get his hand dirty, but he got other people's hand dirty, and he just basically, you know, while everybody was attacking the Giants, he just snuck through and, you know, won the game.
Yeah. Congrats to him. You know, it's just... he won the game. Smart way that he played the game. Although it wasn't, you know, it wasn't...
Janelle, you know, well, Janelle never won, but it's not like, you know, unfortunately in the game, you know, you can't... I mean, if I played the game, I would have tried to, you know, dominate as many challenges as I can to try to win. Because, hey, as long as you're there, you got to see how many you could win. But
the
more you win, that puts a target on you, so...
Yeah, exactly.
He did it the right way.
Yeah. So, well, you know, congrats to him, Big Brother 15. And now we have to wait for Big Brother 16. You know, it was good watching live feeds, you know, this year. Next year, maybe I'll try it again. We'll see.
I'm watching the live feed right now. There's nothing going on. No, I'm kidding.
They actually still have the live feeds on. You can always go back. They're letting customers watch it until October... October 20th, I think. But you can only watch replays, of course, because nothing's on in the house right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, because you're going to be watching an empty house.
But you could just go back and watch, like, you know, things that have already happened during the season, so.
I had no idea. Do they air the, you know, that wrap-up party?
I don't think so, nah. There's no wrap-up party, unfortunately.
Once they left and the show is over, that was it.
Yeah, it's done. And that's not in the house. I think that's, you know, that's some kind of club or something, you know, so. But it was
You have a point there.
Yeah. But it was a good season, you know, controversial season, but it was good to watch.
The only bad thing about it was that people were too afraid to make big moves.
Yeah.
By the time they were willing to make big moves, that's when they got eliminated. So.
Exactly. Hopefully the next year's cast will learn from these dumb people's mistakes.
Exactly, because it would literally vote out people who would be willing to take them to the final two.
I know,
they'd
right?
They'd vote them out. They'd vote out their own mother, you know,
crazy.
Or fiance, just to vote with the house.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So, they didn't deserve to win.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Yep.
And finally, I heard this... really disgusting news about Whitney Houston. I don't know if you heard about this.
No, I haven't. What happened?
There's a story that's coming out that the night that, you know, her body was found dead, you know, in her hotel room. There's a Beverly Hills cop who's filed a complaint with the California Labor Department, claiming that his sergeant pulled a sheet covering Whitney Houston's body below her pubic area. And the sergeant said, damn, she's still looking good, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
That's one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard. If that's true, then that sergeant needs to be... That sergeant needs to have his badge taken away from him. I mean, that's a disgusting thing.
Banned from any funeral homes.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I hope he's not a undertaker. That's kind of weird. I mean, not kind of. That's absolutely weird.
I mean, yeah. No, I mean, I don't.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think I'd want to look at. I mean, even if it was the hottest girl ever, you know,
that's weird.
I still wouldn't look at her dead body, even if I was like, what is, even if I was curious, you know.
That's just weird. I mean, there's nothing that can be done anymore. It's done.
Yeah.
That's just straight up weird.
But you know, there's sickos out there. There's actually people who like, you know, have intercourse with like dead bodies, and you know, people who are get aroused from looking at dead bodies.
Shoot, nowadays people do anything, man.
People are crazy, man.
People don't care about nothing anymore.
Yeah. That's just straight up weird. You know?
That is right up there.
Yeah, man.
You can only tie that weirdness. I don't think there's anything that could top that. I mean, you can only hide the weirdness on that one.
Yeah, well, I know what could end it. This song that's about to come on.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, Will, you got any last thoughts?
You know, check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, Sunday, 6 p.m. We'll talk sports entertainment. Give a little recap of the pay-per-view event that happened last Sunday. I forgot what. Oh, Night of Champions. And of course, what's going on in sports. And check out this show, IMAC, every Saturdays at 11 p.m. only on Block Talk Radio.
All right. Check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6. And check out this show, IMAC, as usual, every Saturday night at 11. So for me, Corley Matthew, and my co-host Will, see you tomorrow. And see you next week also.